I wrestled with this today, and just been on me so heavy, and I just, you know, I want to preach what God lays on my heart, and all the Word of God is anointed. God's Word, it will not return void. It will accomplish where He sends it. But we live in the present hour, and I try to pray that the Lord would help me be, amen, sensitive to the present needs, amen. I would hate for somebody to come in here in any service and have a need, and we miss it, amen, whether it be in the preaching, singing, or anything. And I thank the Lord. But tonight, I don't know how this could go to anybody or could be for anybody other than just what the Lord's been speaking to us. So let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 24, and we'll just read a few things here and then maybe come in for a time of prayer. Try not to hold you very long. I don't feel like that I will. I don't have a whole lot. Just a few things here. 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament. Chapter 24. I've enjoyed the service tonight. I surely want the Lord to stir me, amen, to be all that I can be for the Lord. Second Chronicles 24. We'll read verse 1 and 2. And then we'll skip down to verse number 15. The Bible says, and Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. We'll skip to verse 15, basically talking about how they repaired the house of God, set up the chest, and took the money and repaired the house of God. Verse 15, but Jehoiada waxed old and was full of days, and he full of days when he died, and 130 years old was he when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both toward God and toward his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and made obeisance to the king. Then the king hearkened unto them. They left the house of the Lord their God, the house of the Lord God of their fathers, and served groves and idols. And wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them again unto the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. The Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that ye cannot prosper? Because ye have forsaken the Lord, he hath also forsaken you. They conspired against him, and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of the Lord. Thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, the Lord look upon it and require it. It came to pass at the end of the year that the host of Syria came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem and destroyed all the princes of the people from among the people, and sent all the spoil of them unto the king of Damascus. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and the Lord delivered a very great host into their hand, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and slew him on his bed, and he died, and they buried him in the city of David, but they buried him not in the sepulcher of the kings. Amen. That's enough reading tonight. Joash, I want to tell you about Joash. Was 7 years old. He's the youngest king of Israel. He was a son of David, direct line of David, king of Judah. And y'all know the story, but Joash's grandmother had took over the kingdom and had killed her husband was a king, and he died. And her son became king, but she still ruled it because he was young. I believe he was 16 years old when he became king. And I'm not sure about that age, but he was young. But she really ruled the kingdom. And he died. And when he died, she went and killed all of the royal seed besides this one little baby. And he was an infant, and they hid him in the bedchamber. You remember the story. And Jehoiada was the priest. And Jehoiada nursed this man, him and his wife, and they are this little boy, and it was the king's son. And when he was 7 years old, Jehoiada had had enough. Jehoiada was a man of God, and he was a great man, and this was a wicked day in Israel. In that time, it was a very hard time. And he brought him forth, and he stood him by the pillar of the house of God, which is where the kings would go and stand. And they blew the trumpet and said, God save the king. And they killed that woman, which would have been this man, this seven-year-old boy's grandmother. And Joash, you know, he's 7 years old. He don't know how to run the kingdom. Anybody 7 years old tonight? Nobody seven? You're almost seven. All right. Can you imagine Rowan be king? And, I mean, you got to have somebody direct you, you know. He had to have some of that's common sense, right? Somebody had to tell him, this is what you got to do. This is where you do, and this is what you do. And it was Jehoiada. And the Bible says that he was 7 years old, and he reigned for 40 years in Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. But the Bible says that Jehoiada died. The Lord let him live a long life. I thank the Lord, amen, that he can give us a long life. And he gave Jehoiada 130 years. But when he died, Joash, I mean, he's already an older man here. I don't know how old he is. I didn't study exactly how old he was, but he's well in adulthood. And God has given him enough training that he should have continued on in the ways of God. And that's what I wanted to talk to us about tonight for a little while. And I had no idea that the service would go the way it was has. But you know, there comes a time, just to put it bluntly, we got to grow up. And we got to make our own decisions. And we got to serve the Lord for ourselves. Joash, 7 years old, I understand he didn't know what he needed to do. He was 7 years old. It would be foolish for us to think that these seven-year-old kids would know how to do everything. We have to show them. But when we become 27 or 37 or even 17, it's a whole lot different, right? We have to grow up and know how to serve God. Jehoiada died. God couldn't keep him alive forever. Amen. You know, time changes things. Our parents die. Grandparents die. You know, our leaders die. People that we have great respect for, you know, they'll pass on. Amen. Pastors will move on. Sunday school teachers will move on. People, you know, that have influenced our life, they'll move on. It will change. God ordained change. Things doesn't always stay the same. And Jehoiada had to pass on, but Joash didn't have to backslide. Just because the priest died didn't mean God had died. God's the same. Now, I've seen that before. I thank God for close-knit things. I thank God for close-knit families. I thank God for you know, everything. But I've seen people. I knew one family. They even dressed alike. I mean, if they one come in wearing blue, they was all wearing blue. And I mean, that's cute, you know, and funny and neat. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, you got to have it for yourself. I've seen situations. I knew a situation years ago where a great man, I had great esteem for him and seemed like kind of untimely death. If you would have asked me, I would have thought, you know, that he had a lot of time left, but God chose to take him on. And I watched the, you know, first off, the children, you know, And I know the tragedy has a way of messing us up. I know that. We've got to turn to God instead of turning to ourselves. But I seen how it began to unravel. And what we thought was so perfectly knit together, all of a sudden was coming apart. And then, amen, not only the children, the wife, and just on and on. Have you ever seen anything like that? And you step back and you think, my, I never saw that coming. Amen. You know, Jehoiada isn't always going to be there. We've got to get it for ourselves. As husbands, as wives, as children, as a church. And Joash, it was understandable when he was 7 years old that he had to have somebody show him what to do. I mean, but after years and years and years and years, and he still had never grew up. Amen? Lord, help me tonight. The Bible says, first off, that they left the house of the Lord. The Bible says, second of all, that he sent prophets unto them, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear. God help us. I thank the Lord for protection. I thank the Lord for prayers. I thank the Lord for people that pray for me. I thank the Lord for people that pray for this church. Where would we be without people that pray for us? Amen. But friend, there comes a time when we've got to pray for ourselves. There comes a time when we've got to get a hold of it when grandma's not there. When mama's not there. When daddy's not there. When Jehoiada was gone, Joash fell apart. You realize what happened to this man that was a great man of God? If you read this chapter, they had one of the greatest things going on. They set that chest out there. People was given in such a great way, amen, that they had to tell them to stop. They had so much money in abundance. They hired the iron workers, the brass workers. They wrought and they perfected them. They set the house of God in its state and they strengthened it. And the Bible said that they finished it. They did all of these good things. And then Jehoiada died. And what do? They left. I want to ask you something tonight. Amen. About anything. About parents. About a mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, preacher, anybody. Amen. Husband, wife, whatever. Somebody that you look up to. If they're gone right now, would you still serve the Lord? Would you still go to church? Would you still follow in his footsteps? In God's footsteps. God's not dead just because Jehoiada's dead. Amen. God tries to bring them back around, but they wouldn't even listen. God help us to grow up. Amen. That's all I got to say tonight. God bless you. Stand together with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe we could just sing a little bit more of that chorus just for a little while, maybe. You don't have to play it. Let's just try to sing it, can you? Thank you, Lord. Sing it, church. You know it.